Good evening, everyone. Welcome to the High School Sports Spotlight on this Wednesday. We'll talk with Mercer County senior Derek Coulter. He's a member of the Golden Eagle cross country program. The boys cross country team headed to state this weekend. We'll hear from Derek Coulter right after this on WRMJ.
100 years ago, you could die from an ingrown toenail. And today, you could have an entire joint replaced. Modern medicine is amazing. Wear out your shoulder, throwing a ball, have a new one. Arthritis, destroy your knee.
Here, take two.
7 million Americans like you are living with joint replacements. But that new joint is no good if you can't move it. Let Advanced Rehab help you regain strength and improve your range of motion with physical therapy. The more you can move, the better you'll feel. So come see us soon at Advanced Rehab.
Jim Taylor back on WRMJ and WRMJ.com. Let's congratulate the Mercer County High School cross country program on the boys' side, the team qualifying for state. On the girls' side, Eden Mueller, an individual qualifier. We get a chance to visit with Mercer County senior Derek Coulter. So a little bit of school history going on here in 2022. So first up, let's talk about that. Pretty neat that the whole team is qualified for the state cross-country meet. The first time ever that's happened. What about last Saturday for the Running Eagles?
Yeah, it was the first time in school history so for the boys' side, so it was really nice to be a part of that. And everyone like really had like a great race. I mean, it was a little bit more difficult for some on the team, but I mean, a few individuals really stood out at that meet and really helped the team along. So everyone kind of did their part, and it showed in the end.
So tell us a little bit about when you're kind of waiting for the final results to see if you qualify as a team. Take us back to Saturday. What was that like when you finally heard word?
Oh, well, I heard like right after the race, because they do all the live results like instantly, and heard we were fifth, and I was ecstatic. I mean, I hugged like every one of my teammates and stuff, but sometimes those can be, you know, off or wrong. And I mean, it was real close. Like, I think we were 5 points from the last team in, and about like 20 from the team that just fell short. So I mean, it was still pretty close. So like, we weren't too sure, but we stood around for about 2 hours and finally figured out, and like, there was no greater feeling than that. So it's pretty nice.
And I probably would assume that, you know, during practices this year, when you have a state qualifying team, that you probably get pushed by some of your teammates. If you look at what happened last Saturday, do you feel that kind of happened during, you know, practice this year, where you thought, man, the reason we're going is we got a bunch of good dudes here, and I get pushed at practice and I can up my game a little bit and maybe we can get to state?
Yeah. I mean, everyone can push me, every day. I mean, but like, other than like the physical aspect, like it's more about like how much we've come together as a team. I mean, like at practice, there's just nothing but like a positive mentality. Like there's like negative thoughts thrown around, but like other than that, it's usually just like a fun, happy time. And I think that's really what like pushes us, because we know like we're doing it for one another, not just for ourselves. So I mean, in the end, and like when you're racing, you're just thinking about your teammates and not like, oh man, how good am I going to do? You want to know how good your team's going to do. So I mean, that's really what pushes you, not the whole entire physical aspect of it, I guess.
All right, so what do you like about Detweiler Park, which is the host site of the state cross country meet? Does that suit your running style? Do you like that terrain there?
Well, I'm going to have to like it, but, I haven't really liked it in the past. This year, we had a earlier meet there and I had a better race. So I mean, like, I'm pretty sure everyone ever likes that course. I mean, it's flat, it's fast, it's the state course. So I mean, whether or not I like it, I'm going to have to run fast on it. So it'll suit me, I guess, if I just run fast. That's about it.
All right. So when you think about cross country as a sport and you tie it to your family. I know, I remember a few years back, I think you were a freshman and you had an older brother running and you were chasing after him. And now, you know, you're a senior and you have a little brother chasing after you. So what's it like with kind of the roles reversed when you were a little brother and you had an older brother that was in the program, and now you're the older brother in the program and you have a little brother and you're like, hurry up, hurry up, you know, whatever. So what's that like, I guess?
There's definitely a whole lot more eyes on the big brother, I guess, because when I was a freshman, it was nothing but eyes on Riley, and I just chased him. I mean, I really had no expectations. I just did what I could. But then this year, it's just like, I don't know, you have to do good, set the good example, and drag him along, which, I mean, Mason's been doing pretty good. I mean, he's been improving, and he's been pulling along Jack, and Jack's been improving crazy, and Blair took off. I mean, that whole entire pack is just helping each other. So, I mean, I feel like just setting a good example and like leading them is a big part of it. And I never really knew or could tell you until probably this year what like having a leadership role would feel like. But I mean, like, it's crazy to see how much like your role, like your actions can impact others. So it's nice to just be that good example and help them come along in their career. So yeah.
Are you superstitious at all? Do you like have a pre-game or pre-race meal that you like? Or, and I'm curious, have you wore the same pair of running shoes all season, or do you use multiple pairs of running shoes during a season?
Well, I got like 15 pairs in the back of my car I'll rotate through, but I'm not very superstitious. I especially wasn't last year. There's a funny thing. We were walking the regional course, and Corbin Sturgill on the team, he kept on talking about splitting the pole. And I was like, what is this guy talking about? He said, it's bad luck to split the pole. And I just kept on like splitting every pole we walked through and everything. And I was like, this guy is just full of it, man. I had the worst race of my life that day. And I was like, from that day on, I'm superstitious about, I don't split the pole now when we walk the course. Like I take the turn the same way everyone else does and everything. But other than that, no, I'm not superstitious about anything.
So I want to get back to the shoe thing then. You said 15 pairs of shoes. So, but I would think that, don't you feel more comfortable wearing a certain pair than another pair? How do you decide to, is it dependent on the course, or how do you make that final decision that, I got 15 pairs of shoes and today these Brooks or these Nikes or these New Balance lawn mowing shoes or whatever you have up the 15 pairs of shoes? How do you determine what you're going to wear?
Well, I got my one pair of spikes, like I'll always wear no matter how tore up or dirty they are. I'll wear those for the race. But like practice wise, like I always, I like workouts, I cannot decide between some shoes. I'm just like, man, well, should I wear these or these? But it really depends on, you know, different workouts, whether they be a fast speed workout or a long tempo, which I probably shouldn't think about it too much like that, but kind of a shoe fanatic. So I don't know.
We're all shoe fanatics. When we boil it down, we're all shoe fanatics. All right. So it's one thing to go to state as an individual. That's awesome. There's no question about it. But it's another thing when the whole team goes. So kind of give me the vibe of, you know, this group, the boys team going to state, kind of what that means to you. Plus it's your senior year. And it looks like with, you know, some of the social media stuff that I see, it looks like, you know, a group of dudes that really get along, that like being with one another, like competing with one another, like representing the cross country program. Do I get that right? And kind of what does it mean to you to be a part of it?
Yeah. I mean, it's hard to put into words. It's just a great feeling to be a part of that team. I mean, every guy on that team, I mean, I'm very good friends with. I love going to practice every day with them just because, like, they make it enjoyable. I mean, when you heard about, like, the team going, I mean, that's just, it's a crazy different feeling. I mean, I wanted to go as an individual for I don't know how long, and I've tried and tried and tried, but like, it's just a, like when you flip that switch and start putting the focus on the team and not yourself, I mean, you're working towards something greater and better. And I think my coach has really helped me figure that out, is like, there's something bigger than myself there. And it's just been phenomenal this season. I mean, the boys have just come together, and I mean, we do have our fun, but we can get serious at times when we have to at the races. But I mean, every day is just a positive, good day with them. And I couldn't ask it for any other way. I mean, I'd rather go with them to state like every time now instead of just going by myself, because like, this just feels so good going with your friends and your teammates and stuff, knowing that they worked just as hard as you did to get here too.
All right. So you'll remember your last cross-country race as a high school student athlete, because it's occurring at state. So yeah, I circle back then and say, do you remember the first time you ever ran a competitive cross-country race? Like the first time ever, like probably, I'm assuming in junior high when you finished, or when you know, they shot the gun off and you take off for the first time.
Yeah.
Do you remember what that feeling was like?
Oh yeah, it was terrible. It was just some 2 mile cross race, and it was around some baseball fields and some corn fields, and it was just so hot. I mean, there was just no worse feeling out there. I remember the day before I ran 2 miles or something like that, and I ran it in like 15 minutes, and my coach was like, you know, you better run faster than that tomorrow. And I was like, oh yeah, I will. I ran the race in 14:30, and I was like, well, that's faster, so that's all he asked for. But it is crazy back then how weird I trained or how bad it felt. I mean, but I'm still here today, so obviously it was fine. So
yeah. And now 15 pairs of shoes later, you're finishing your high school career at the state cross country meet. All right, Derek Coulter, did we cover anything else, or do you need to mention anything about this team going to state this weekend?
Just how this is like the best group of guys that have probably been through Mercer County. I mean, couldn't ask for a better team, a better coach, and a better program. So, I mean, I can only thank the school and like the coach and the staff and everything. So this is really nice.
Awesome. Get back to AP chemistry and get to work in the classroom. Yeah. All right. Good to visit with Derek Coulter, a member of the Mercer County High School Cross Country Boys team. They're headed to state this weekend at Detweiler Park, and then individually Eden Mueller, a senior, headed to the girls' state cross-country meet. All right, you guys have a good time this weekend. Derek, thanks for the help.
Yeah, thank you.
And you're listening to WRMJ. I'm Jim Taylor.